Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program. I'm telling you, this program today is loaded, and the first part of the program is with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's so good to be here. I'm a little froggy today. Hope you don't mind my voice.
We have a little Kermit going there.
I sound a little bit more like a 12-year-old adolescent boy.
Well, that's what coming out of bronchitis will do for you.
So, yes.
The voice will flip around there a little bit.
It will. I sound like Peter Brady. It's time to change.
Oh, that's funny. So if you want to reach out to the Medicare Whisperer, I'm going to give you a phone number. Call it from anywhere in the country. Mark and his team work with a lot of clients in most of the states around the country. It's 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871. Or online, excellent website, lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, I understand that we have some major changes that may be coming to the Medicare Advantage market.
Oh boy, it has been an active week in the world of Medicare Advantage. So the way Medicare Advantage works, we've talked about it before, but what happens is the federal government gives reimbursements to the insurance companies that sponsor Medicare Advantage plans. And the federal government is saying, we're going to cut those reimbursements.
Imagine that.
It's amazing. Now, I realize the federal government doesn't pay much attention to their budget, but like you and I both, if we're going to make less money, we have a tendency to cut back. And the insurance companies are doing the same thing.
Right.
So what we're hearing from there's basically five major players in the Medicare Advantage space in the United States. There's some lesser companies, but two of the big ones, I'm not going to mention their names primarily because we don't want to be sued.
Yeah.
We'll just say that the green one and the purple one have come out publicly and said they are going to exit some markets.
Mm.
Now, if you're here in Kansas City, where you and I live, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I don't think they're going to leave the Kansas City market because it is a very lucrative market. But they're also talking about some of those extra benefits, you know, the ones that Martha on the TV commercial talks about, extra benefits.
Yep.
They're talking about paring some of those back. So with, for the last probably 6 or 7 years, every year it seems like the extra benefits get extra and extra and extra. I don't think health club memberships are going to go away.
Okay.
But sports equipment reimbursement is one they've already targeted.
I'm surprised that was even on there.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can submit your pickleball racket and those sort of things as a sports equipment reimbursement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, we think that the over-the-counter and dental will be safe, but there's just certain other ones. Some of the more underutilized, like rides to your doctor, may be cut back.
Okay.
Except on the dual special needs plans where people actually use that service.
Yeah.
But we are seeing that. They're publicly stating they are going to be forced, because of lower reimbursement rates, to actually have less benefits or fewer benefits within a plan. And one of the speculations I read today in an article before I came down here, that there could be entire swaths of some rural areas in this country that don't have any Medicare Advantage plans available. Now, there are counties in most states, rural counties, that don't have Medicare Advantage, but they're talking large, large swaths. One of the states that they actually targeted, they said Iowa could be one of the ones that would be hurt the worst.
Okay. So you have a few cities that have a, you know, I don't know, X population, but if they're large rural areas, they're just not going to be available in those areas. And in Iowa, that could be over, well over half the state.
Yes, it could be. And that, you know, now you're looking at the option would be either to have a Medicare supplement plan or just original Medicare. And while it's not on our topics to talk about today, I think we'll talk about it the next time I'm on, but we're seeing Medicare supplement premiums increase dramatically, the largest increases in supplement premiums I've ever seen.
Hmm.
So this could be a real upset for big parts of the country.
Wow. And I'll tell you what, so why are they cutting, or not cutting back, discontinuing the availability of some of these plans in a rural area? Why would they do that?
They're not making enough money. I mean, there are for-profit organizations. Mm-hmm. They're not philanthropists. And so if they're looking at this going, you know, we're not getting enough, we don't have enough members in this county to actually get the reimbursement rates we need to support the plan design, we're just going to pull out of the county.
And all of this is driven by government payment or funding of these insurance companies to offer the Advantage plan.
Correct. As we talked on one of our shows that we were on together earlier, the way that works is Medicare takes that $174, the basic Medicare premium, and they put about another $800 a month with it and send it in. So
if they're paying that much money, it doesn't seem, I don't know, there's something, so if they're adding like $800 a month onto that, mm-hmm. why can't, so all right, so here's, I'm not going down too much of a rabbit hole. If they're getting the $174 and they're getting another $800 a month from the government, why can't you be profitable and offer it in rural settings?
Well, it's called risk pool.
Okay.
And so the cost of health care in a major metropolitan area is much higher on average than in rural areas. To put it a different way, if you're still working and you work for a national corporation and the health insurance you're getting from that national corporation that may be based in New York, you're going to pay extra here in Kansas City or wherever you might live to compensate for the extra, the more expensive healthcare cost in New York or San Francisco. Same thing in Medicare. They pool all that, the risk pool, but if they're not going to make enough money, they're going to pull out of an area.
Okay.
So.
All right. And then obviously that's not fair to those people. So if discriminatory is not the right word, but it's just unfair because if I choose to live in a rural county and I want that Advantage plan that someone living in a, in an urban county or a big city gets, and I'm being denied that, that's absolutely not fair. It's just not right.
No, it's not. The whole purpose of Medicare is to protect resources and assets. Why should a person who lives in a major metropolitan area have more options to protect resources and assets than a person who lives in Riley County, Iowa?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if there's a Riley County, Iowa. I just made that up.
There's one in Kansas.
There is.
Yeah, yeah, out in Junction City. And all right. So, okay. And so, When are we going to know? So obviously you're on top of all of this. You always are the first person. You are in the know. You study this stuff every single day. When will we have more, clarity or maybe firm details on what's going to happen with this?
Well, the official date is October 1st. Nothing is official in the world of Medicare till October 1st.
Okay.
But as we go through the summer, we'll see more and more data coming out, and we should be able to project some of what the results will be. But again, nothing is ever official until October 1st. And being that that is tied to the government, sometimes it's not even official on October 1st.
There we go. So if that's getting your attention and you're like, hey, wait a minute. I have an Advantage plan. I live in a rural area. Is my plan going to get cut? Or are we going to lose half of our benefits? Will our premium skyrocket? Get in touch with Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or visit lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, I know that obviously I work with you on behalf of my mom, mm-hmm. and we have a great supplement plan, so we went a different direction. But do you see a lot of your clients requiring or requesting the Advantage plans?
Yes. 54.7% of all Medicare beneficiaries across the board are now on Medicare Advantage plans.
Over half.
Well over half.
Wow.
And that number is climbing every year. We're seeing more and more of that. They're attracted by the zero premiums and some of the extra benefits that we talked about a few minutes ago. But we're seeing more and more of that. And we're about to see something called the COVID effect come into Medicare supplement rates. And that is people put off getting health care because of COVID.
Ah.
And now they're getting everything fixed again, and it's starting to put a burden on the risk pool of Medicare supplement plans. So we're seeing very high price increases.
Because utilization has gone sky high.
Correct.
It was dormant for probably a solid couple of years,
right.
And maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone, so there's this. But then, okay, so here's the negative side of me. But the company saved massive money during the dormant time. Shouldn't that just even out?
You would think it would. However, I think in the world of publicly traded companies, sometimes it's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
They don't care. We made a good profit 8 quarters ago. What have you done for me lately?
Yep. If this is getting your attention, you're not going to want to go away. Stay tuned because we have a lot more very important Medicare information coming up. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare pays for the assisted living level of care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare pays for the assisted living level of care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, earlier when we were off mic, you mentioned something about that is maybe the top misunderstanding about Medicare.
It is. The number one misunderstanding in all of Medicare is that Medicare will pay for custodial care through assisted living or nursing home. Absolutely will not do it.
Yep. And I've met so many people where we're looking at, you know, assisted living or long-term care. And they're like, Steve, I've got the best Medicare policy that you can buy. And I'm like, that's great, but it's not going to pay the $7,000 a month assisted living payment or cost.
No.
And so it'll pay for your medical care, of course. It's your medical insurance, but it's not going to pay for that 24-hour care.
Nope.
So
if you get sick, it'll pay for all your medical care, but not the bed.
Yep, that's right. Visiting with Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. You can reach out to Mark and his wonderful team at 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, last week you mentioned something about the adult children caring for or just kind of looking after maybe some of their aging parents, that it's really, really important for them to understand their parents' health insurance.
Well, it's not until you need to.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, mom and dad are, you know, healthy and everything's going on just fine. You probably don't, but it would be a good idea to understand that, because here's what I've seen over the last 22 years. You're going along with life. Everything is fine. You have your employer-sponsored health insurance. But then all of a sudden, something happens with mom or dad or both, and you have to step in, and you have to start making healthcare decisions, and you have this twisted thing called Medicare. That would be healthcare designed by the federal government.
Yay.
Yay. So now all of a sudden you're hearing terminology you've never heard before. You're used to going to the doctor, lay down your card, pay your $40 copay, get whatever you need to get done and go home, and everything works fine. That's not necessarily the way things work in Medicare. And so if you don't have that understanding, like my situation when I was going through this several years ago, it was life in front of a fire hose. And suddenly you're thrust into being involved in those healthcare decisions, and now they're telling you, okay, well, we really would benefit if we could do this test on mom or dad or whoever. And you're like, well, how does that work? How much is it going to cost? And depending on their healthcare coverage, it could take a while to find that out. Obviously, you want mom and dad to have the absolute best of everything, but you also want to make sure that you are being responsible with the assets that they have. So it's a good idea to have that conversation. And look, I understand if I'd have gone to my parents and said, hey, I want to understand more about your Medicare, my dad would have said, that's none of your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Notice I left out the expletive dad would have used.
Right, right.
So that we didn't have to hit the dump button here. But at least ask the question. And if they want to know why, just tell them, hey, if I'm ever in an emergency situation, I want to have at least a basic understanding of what company do I have to call?
Yeah.
Just, you know, a simple question like that. Of course, you can always call us. We're happy to walk you through that. But the more data we have going into it, the better answers we can give you.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And so for example, when my mom moved from another county to Johnson County, where I live, we had to change her Medicare coverage. And so I came to you and I said, hey, I don't really, I mean, I kind of understand this, but we need some help with this. and you've done a great job with my mom.
Oh, I love your mom. She's fun. But, you know, just think about that, Steve. You know, you've told the listeners your background before. Obviously, mom's healthy, but you have an extensive background in senior-related healthcare. And yet, you're in the middle of that. You're trying to figure this out, and you have that knowledge from the facility side of things. But when it comes down to the patient side of things, you really didn't know exactly what we were looking for.
No, it was an educational,
right. Yeah.
and it was great. And then you had mentioned a particular supplement plan that I had never heard of it, Plan N before, like Nancy. I never heard of it.
We like the N plan.
Yeah, it's great.
And sadly, in our line of work, you know, a lot of the agents are paid on commission, and they're trained to always drive for the higher commission product.
Yep.
Well, if you're making 18% of whatever the monthly premium is your commission, and you can go with an N plan that may be $150, and I'm just grabbing numbers out of the air, versus a G plan that might be $190, and the only difference is the Medicare Part B deductible, it's probably going to be, well, there's also an occasional copay on an N plan, but you're going to make less commission, but you're probably going to do what's right for the client and for the person on Medicare. It just makes sense to do the right thing. But again, as an adult child who is trying to look out for your parents, knowing a little bit about how that works and why, the number of times, Steve, that you've been surprised about things I've taught you about Medicare, if I could just get like a $5 bill every time you say you're surprised, I would be a wealthy man.
Well, you could retire by now.
I don't want to retire because I love what I do.
Yeah, so. I know you do. I'm the same way. Yep. I don't see myself ever retiring. So what are some examples of some surprises that some people have reported with some of these Medicare Advantage plans?
Number one surprise is mom, dad, grandma, aunt, Susie, whoever, went in the hospital and all of a sudden they're getting a bill or the hospital's telling them, your copay is $335 a day. How did you want to pay that?
Oh, $335 a day.
Yeah. Now you're trying to focus on getting mom or dad or whoever healthy and back home. And you're like, well, what do you mean I got to pay this copay? Right.
I have Medicare coverage.
Right. I have Medicare coverage, and Medicare does not pay 100% of everything, even though people think so.
Yep.
You know, so that's the number one. But the other part of that is we see a lot of when people get cancer, God forbid you get cancer. Medicare itself is kind of funky in how it covers cancer care.
Okay.
Medicare Advantage plans, suddenly you find out you're responsible for 20% of each cancer treatment up front until you reach your plan's out-of-pocket maximum.
Oh.
Well, if you have a cancer treatment that's $8,000, what's 20% of that? $1,600 that you got to come up with the money before they'll do the treatment.
Mm.
And oral cancer meds are a whole different ballgame. So, okay. And then skilled nursing is, we could do an entire show on skilled nursing.
We could.
Yeah. And we would both be very angry when we got done with the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, understanding that plan, and also, while mom and dad are healthy, or whoever you're taking care of, there's some extra little pieces that you can put into an overall plan, that protection plan, that doesn't cost a whole lot of money to make sure they have what they need and protect their assets so they're not worried about a surprise $335 per day invoice for the first 5 days.
Or $1,600 for your cancer treatment up front before they'll even start.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So if this is getting your attention, like it got my attention every time it gets my attention, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. You can call this number from anywhere in the country, and Mark will help you out. 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it. You're a wealth of knowledge, as always.
Thanks for letting me hang out.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here. And for the rest of the program, this is going to be really, really interesting information. I think a lot of folks are going to benefit from this. I'm going to review the top 10 reasons you could be involuntarily discharged from the assisted living level of care. And then I'll follow that up with how to avoid an unwanted discharge. So before I jump in here, I am not beating up on the assisted living level of care. I work with so many clients needing assisted living. It's easily over half of our client base needs assisted living, and I'm a huge fan. It's a great fit for so many people, but there are some gotchas in there. And guess what? I don't place every single person needing assisted living, right? Whoa, wow, big surprise. A lot of folks go out and do this on their own. So I think there are a lot of things that you need to understand. So don't give me a call or a text or an email saying, well, I can't believe you hate assisted living. No, I don't. I'm reviewing the top 10 reasons you could be discharged from assisted living and then how to avoid unwanted discharges. All right. So because the assisted living level of care is not a standardized model, okay, and many assisted living residents have to discharge to a higher level of care, which would be long-term care, right? And there's so much conflicting information in the marketplace, in Kansas City, in Seattle, in Dallas, and everywhere, okay? Conflicting information everywhere. I just want to review some of these issues that will result in you receiving a discharge letter. Okay, so this isn't in any particular order. So let's jump into this. And okay, let me just back up. As always, there are always exceptions. There's always an asterisk or a footnote. But in general, number one, becoming a two-person transfer. Now, what that means is by transfer, helping a resident from point A to point B, out of your bed to your walker or to your wheelchair, in and out of the shower, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a resident needs a little bit of help. But if you need a lot of help, it would require the assistance of two staff people or maybe even a mechanical lift. That is going to cross the line of the majority of assisted living communities. So, and I have so many stories. I could tell you stories for days. But it wasn't too long ago, I get a call at Senior Care Consulting from a family member. He was really upset. He said, "Hey, Steve," he said, I was told, you know, we're an age-in-place community. Oh, yeah, we've got your dad covered. We can meet his needs, no problem at all. He should be able to age in place here for the rest of his life. So we've got you covered." And a couple of months later, he gets this letter. It's a 30-day discharge notice. And he's like, "What? Whoa, what's going on? We were told you were an age-in-place community. Dad should be able to live here the rest of his life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." He said, "We were not told of any transfer limitations." Okay, and they said, "Well, you know, your dad just takes too much help to move, you know, for his transfer, move to point A to point B. We're not really staffed to handle all that, so you're going to have to move to a nursing home," is what they told him. And I think most of the time, here's what it boils down to. You didn't ask the right questions, and they didn't tell you their exact limitations. I think it's just as simple as that. It also falls into the category of overpromise, underdeliver from the sales perspective. And let me tell you this, with Senior Care Consulting, this is never an issue because we don't let you make that mistake. We just don't. So I ended up, this guy said, "Hey, they told me this and that and the other. And did they lie to me?" And I'm like, "No, I wasn't there. I don't know what was said." Again, overpromise, underdeliver. But and he said, "Well, obviously, we did not do a good job choosing the place, so we need your help to get this right." And I was able to help them, and we did get it right. And just as soon as I talk about a two-person transfer, let me say there are some, not very many, but there are some assisted living communities that can accommodate a two-person transfer. Maybe they're even willing to use a mechanical lift. But I'm telling you, the vast majority are not, and that will get you a quick discharge. Number two, if you just require too much care. So this comes down to the staffing model and at the assisted living level of care. It just has limitations. And if you need more care than they can offer, you're out. It's just really, really simple. They just don't mention a lot of this up front. And that's why I'm covering this today. I love assisted living. It's wonderful, but you have to be appropriate for that level of care. And you have to go in with your eyes wide open and need to understand all of these potential issues for you. All right, number three, incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary. And most places can help at least a little bit with incontinence management. But if your incontinence management needs continue to increase and increase and increase, if it's too much for their staff to handle, you will be discharged. Number four, if you need a low air loss mattress because you have some wound care issues and skin breakdown issues, just that whole thing, that they're just not staffed to deal with that. That clearly falls in the medical camp, and that would fall into the long-term care level of care. Number five, if your loved one needs medical care, again, such as wound care, compression wraps for lymphedema or cellulitis, maybe they require mechanical lift, maybe they require tube feeding, maybe they have a urinary catheter and need catheter care, maybe they need IV therapy, none of those sort of things are going to be handled at the majority of assisted living communities. If you move in and then you develop that need, you will be discharged. Number six, if your loved one requires pain management that is more than their staff can manage effectively and safely and properly, Like, so for example, you know, pain patches, I mean, that's not too bad. I've seen some places say, no, we don't deal with pain patches. You'll have to go somewhere else. Okay, fine. Thanks for playing. Pain injections, most places aren't going to be able to deal with that. Managing a pain pump, a pain management pump. Maybe it has to be recharged, and there's just some responsibilities there. A lot of times that's not going to work at the assisted living level. Well, you know, it could be as simple as number seven, needing diabetic management with insulin injections. Now, again, there are a small percentage of assisted living communities, and they're staffed with an LPN 24/7. So they would be able to manage that. But most, or the majority of assisted living communities, do not offer around-the-clock nursing at that level, which means they're not able to offer round-the-clock diabetic management. Again, it's all a function of staffing. All right, number eight, needing help eating food or needing a very specialized diet, such as a pureed diet or thickened liquids because of a swallowing issue. Now, I will say the assisted living level of care in general has really stepped up the game over the past 5 to maybe 10 years. They're offering more and more variety, and they are able to meet some needs of a specialized diet. But once you start getting into a pureed diet and thickened liquids and some of the other highly specialized diets, most of the time, that's just not going to work at the assisted living level of care, and you are out. All right, number nine, all assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive impairment. So if you contact one, they'll say, oh, yeah, we offer memory care. We take care of a lot of residents with dementia, even if they don't have a memory care neighborhood. And again, all of them do care for residents with mild cognitive impairment. No problem. However, when the memory care or memory related issues exceed their limits, you will be asked to move, and that's just a fact. So your loved one's doing well at assisted living, everything's going great, then you see a decline in your loved one, and now they're wandering. They're wandering about, and now they're considered an elopement risk. If that particular assisted living community that told you they care for residents with dementia, if they don't have a separate memory care unit or neighborhood, and they can't guarantee the safety of that resident, you will be discharged. You will be asked to move because they can't guarantee that person's safety. All right, and coming up next, I'm going to continue the top 10 reasons that you may receive a discharge letter from assisted living, and then just as importantly, maybe more importantly, how to avoid that whole situation all together.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the top 10 reasons that you could be discharged from the assisted living level of care. And I was talking about, let's say you have a loved one living at the assisted living level. They're doing great. And they have dementia, but they're just pleasantly confused. No problem at all. All assisted living communities can care for a person like that. No worries at all. The problem happens when that person begins to decline and maybe they hit a point of that disease progression where they begin to wander about. And they're not trying to cause any problems, but they're just cruising around. They're like, hey, what's going on outside? What? I think I'm going to go check that out. And they walk outside. Again, they're not trying to cause any problems at all, but they walk outdoors. It's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. There's traffic, and they don't understand these are all bad things, potentially dangerous things. And the assisted living community has a responsibility to keep that person safe. so they have to prevent them from putting themselves unintentionally in harm's way. So that's where we have a fork in the road. Now, if that assisted living community has a separate secured memory care unit or memory care neighborhood, okay, and a lot of times they have different, you know, reminiscence and all of these different terms or maybe labels, but they have a separate and secure part of the building so that person can receive memory-related support and care, and they can't just walk out the door and put themselves in harm's way because there are codes on the doors. And if you have dementia, you're probably not going to remember the code. So that's that fork in the road. And if they have that available, then it would make sense at that point, once a person becomes an elopement risk or a wandering risk or a flight risk, if you will, then they can go to that part of the building. The problem is, if you hit that fork in the road and they don't have that specific memory care part of the building available, then you will be discharged. Now, there is an intermediate step, and it's called, and there are different terms, different names and brands, but generally it's called a wander guard system, where that resident will wear a little bracelet. It looks like a little watch, basically. And then if they get too close to an exit, that watch communicates with the box on the exit and it'll set off an alarm, and then they'll redirect the resident to another part of the building and they won't let them go outside. Or maybe they'll just walk outside with them and take a walk with them. But the point is, you can't just let someone walk off because it's super, super, or at least potentially super dangerous. So if they have that, that could buy you some time if they have a wander guard. But if your loved one sets off that alarm 10 times, 15 times a day, that's not going to work. And again, you will be discharged. All right, number 10, if you run out of money, I would say 95% of the places you will be discharged, period. You see, most assisted living communities are a private pay only type of a level of care. And even if you've lived there for years and years, and I've told that story before, but even if you've lived for years and years, the second you run out of money, you're out, because there's no recourse. Unless the family's willing to pay the $6,000 to $8,000 a month, that person will not be able to afford to live there anymore, and they will have to move. All right, we'll get into a couple of bonuses here. Number 11, I know I said top 10, but we'll give you a couple of bonuses here. Number 11, if your loved one is falling too much, okay? So they, again, this is a really more of a function of staffing, I think. And there's just not enough staff to keep enough eyes on your loved one. And if they start falling a lot, then we have an injury risk here. Let me just say this, and I'll talk about this on another program, but do not, and I mean not, all caps and bold, do not sign a negotiated risk agreement relative to your loved one falling. Just don't do it. You'll thank me later. And I'll talk about a negotiated risk agreement on another show at another time. All right. And then the last bonus, number 12 in our top 10 reasons. this one's serious. If your loved one has any negative behaviors, and I'm putting my air quotes up on behaviors, they will be discharged, and you may not get a 30-day discharge. It may be a real quick discharge. Okay, it could be just too much wandering in and out of other residents' rooms and just really causing a lot of disruption, or exit seeking, not even wandering, but where's the door? I'm out of here. I'm going home. This is not where I live, right? So you have that confusion. You have a major danger of putting themselves in harm's way. Intentionally now, I'm out of here. That's different than wandering. It could be foul language or inappropriate language with the opposite sex, inappropriate sexual advances, and God bless them, it's the dementia talking, it's not the person, it's the disease. But the bottom line is, you know, you can't have that either. You just can't have it. Even if it's not their fault, you can't have it. It could be aggressive behavior, disruptive behavior, et cetera. There are a lot of things that go into the category of negative behaviors. But if that happens, you're going to get a quick discharge as well. So how can you avoid a discharge and help extend or maximize your stay at your chosen assisted living community? First of all, ask the right questions about their limitations. Understand what you're getting into and how much care they can actually provide. Ask them for examples of when your loved one could be asked to move or be discharged. Give me some examples, right? So understand that. And if your loved one has memory-related issues, make darn sure you choose a place that provides a memory care neighborhood or a separate memory care unit or a separate part of the building that offers the special type of care, memory care, for a resident with cognitive issues, cognitive impairment. Make sure you have that. I'm working with the client right now. His mom has dementia. She does not need memory care, but it's highly likely that she will. So guess what we're looking at? We're looking at an assisted living community that also has that memory care part of the building, just in case we might need that later on. So we're handling this properly. All right. Next, choose an assisted living community that's connected to long-term care. So if your loved one's needs rise and increase to that medical level of care, they can easily transition to that part of the building or that part of the community and get that higher level of care and not be discharged at all. And then understand the finances of it all. I do the math and calculate how long my clients can afford to live or at a particular place at a particular rate per month, et cetera, et cetera. There's some math that goes into that. But just do your homework there and don't get caught off guard by running out of money and receiving this surprise, this surprise discharge. And again, if all of this sounds a little overwhelming, frankly, it is, I think, for most people. But guess what? It's not overwhelming to me. My firm, Senior Care Consulting, we help clients through all of this. We help our clients get it right the first time. We don't allow our clients to make some of these mistakes. If that's resonating with you, if you'd like a free consultation, give me a call, 913-945-2800. Or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We'll take very good care of you. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.